Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Ryan Elward from the National Weather Service with a community comment. Have you seen the yellow and blue signs at beach access points around the region? The ones that say warning on top and have a list of natural hazards to watch out for? Those signs were developed by the Water Safety Coalition of Northwestern California, a collaborative effort of multiple agencies to reduce sign clutter and inform beachgoers of potential dangers while at the beach. The National Weather Service works with the agencies responsible for the beach access points to determine the proper sign, limiting information on the sign to only the hazards applicable to that specific beach. Limiting the information to only the hazards that matter at that beach location is important to ensure beachgoers are getting the right information and can trust the information they are reading. If you see one of these signs, take a moment to read it over. Icons, developed using surveys of beachgoers to determine correct interpretation, allow for a quick glance of which hazards apply, but the text gives more detail. Around here, there are six main dangers that could be on the sign. 1. Tsunami. This applies to all beaches and harbors in Northwest California. If you feel any earthquake, no matter how small, while standing on motion-dampening sand, move immediately out of the tsunami zone to get more information before heading back. And remember, for tsunamis coming from far away, you won't feel an earthquake. Have a way to receive an official warning from the National Weather Service. This could include a smartphone with wireless emergency alert capability, signing up for your county's alerting system, which is called Humboldt Alert in Humboldt County, or a weather radio. 2, sneaker waves. Sneaker waves can strike with little warning. Don't be fooled by an ocean that looks calm. 30 minutes of smaller waves can occur before another large wave strikes. 3, rising tides. Changes in the tide can cut off trails and headlands. Know the tides before you venture out on the beach and how they could impact your route. 4, rip currents. Rip currents are strong, alongshore, and outgoing currents that can drag you into deep water. They are present all the time on our beaches. Never go into the water without a wetsuit. Cold water temperatures between 50 and 60 degrees can bring on swim failure through cold water paralysis in a matter of minutes. You don't want to be caught by surprise in our waters. 5, steep cliffs. High steep cliffs can collapse under your feet. Stay far back from cliff edges. 6, rocks and jetties. Stay off of them as much as possible. It can be difficult to determine their safety even when dry. Waves can strike with little warning. Last, if anyone is caught in the surf, don't dive in to try to save them. The waters are too cold to jump in without being prepared with a wetsuit, and the currents are too strong. Most likely, you will need to be saved as well. Instead, stay on the beach and dial 911. When emergency officials arrive, point to where the person is to help them with the rescue. Knowing these hazards and how to act on our beaches can save your life. Enjoy the beach, but do it safely. This has been Ryan Elward with the National Weather Service.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.